I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and you are listening to or watching No BS Job Search Advice Radio, and welcome. Boy, back in the groove, and I'll say today's show is one that for many of you will be very important. It's about how does the ATS, the applicant tracking system, work. I hope you find this show helpful. Please give it a great review wherever you listen to it or watch it. It does help other people with discovering it, and it does help, you know, it helps me. I appreciate it. I put a lot of time and effort into this show. I really do. And we'll be back in just one moment.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How does an applicant tracking system, or ATS, work? It's really pretty simple. What it is a system that's designed to identify people who fit a job description. So how does it work? It's really very simple. A job requirement is entered into the system, and it's going to include information about the position, like the title, required experience, desired skills. And then the system or an individual will use this information to create a profile of an ideal candidate. And thus, when you submit a resume, it parses, sorts, and ranks it based upon how well your resume matches this profile. And, you know, again, some systems are going to automatically reject, which is why they became known as the black hole. But more likely, there's going to be amongst the, I'll call them rejects for lack of a better term, a human component for many people where they're going to do a quick scan to see whether or not, you know, a person actually fits the job description and the system missed. That's not always going to happen, but it's going to happen more than you imagine. What a system does is allows someone to manage huge amounts of data, meaning your resumes, in order to quickly identify people who might fit. And thus, the key for you to get more results from submitting a resume, if you're going to foolishly apply for jobs, is having more of the keywords exactly like the term is in the job description in your resume. So for example, if they use a slash title, programmer slash developer, you want to use that term a couple of times in your resume. If it just refers to a programmer, you want to use that term a couple of times. If there's specific technology, they want to see the specific technology, on and on and on. Don't make it think, because it doesn't. And there's no guarantee there's going to be human intervention behind the scenes to get you in the door, you know, as though there's going to be discernment. So make it easy for a dumb system to recognize that you fit. Hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Altman. Visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. There's a ton there in the blog that'll help you. In addition, you can schedule time for a free discovery call, schedule time for a coaching session, find out about my courses, books, and guides. There's just a lot there that'll help you. Also, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Have a terrific day and be great.